But somebody more than this even learned Mishnayos, then less for shiur. Then there's no shiur to how many people are supposed to be there. As long as you know Levaya is going on, then my says you have the right to stop learning to go to Levaya. Rashi learns Avlaman, the master Rashi learns Lacherim. As you can learn Torah to other people, then less leshir the Rashi. Lemele Shaminun, what Laman the Loikur of Letonia and Mavatlin, im Yeshlem Assassin, Gdei Kvur Rabbi Yama. There are three Gedorim here. The person did not even know how to read or learn at all for himself, even, then you don't have to have a big Olam there. As long as you have people making the Kvur, it's enough. A person who's able to learn for himself, then you have to have the 600,000. And a person that taught to other people, then it's less leishir. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says again, the Shaila was that the Isha says she has a get now, and she says the Ksuba was 200. She was a Psula at the time of the Chuppah. And the husband says, no, I married you, you were an Amoner at the time. You only get $100. So we don't have the Ksuba. So Mishnah says, Vim Yesh Edim, she yotas benuma. If she has Edim that at the time of a chuppah she was wearing the special enuma, that's a proof that she was a psula and she deserves $200. Because only psulas used to wear this enuma. Fred Gemara Mahi Numa, what is this thing special that they used to have by the chuppah of a psula? So Sukha Bapova Mishmedi Zuri Yama Tanura Diyasir. Tanura Diyasir, Rashi says, that means Kamin Chuppah Shalhades Agula. Used to make a chuppah of like round hadasim, round myrtle branches. That's what they used to do by a psula. The kiss after her edim, that at her chuppah they had this, that's a proof that she's a psula and she deserves $200. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Kriyosa Dimnona. Kriyosa Dimnona, Dimnona Bokalosa. It's like a veil that they used to put over the face of the kala. Rashi said, Sif Arosha. So move of Alineo. They used to cover over her eyes. So Rashi, that's why it's called, it means she dozes off. Because when they cover up her eyes, sometimes she can doze off because of that. It brings tenuma upon her. The kids are used to put a special heavy veil over the face of the caliph if she was a psula. So she has edim that at her chuppah she was wearing this veil, that's the proof that she was a psula, she deserves $200. Rabbi Yechon Abruka Raim in the Mishnah said, Av chila klois, that they gave out roasted wheat at your chuppah, that's also proof you are a psula. Tana, the Yehuda Raya. In Yehuda, these were the Rayas. They used to do these things in front of a Kala. That was a Psula. The Bavel Mai. But what they used to do in Bavel? To do something special. Everybody should know she's a Psula. Omar Rav, Dardugi Damashcha Resha the Rabbonin. They used to pour some oil on the heads of the Tamid Chachamim. On the Tamid Chachamim that were there at the Chuppah, they used to pour oil over the heads. Is Omar Rapopo Abaya. So Rapopo said to Abaya, Mashcha the Chavifusa, come Amar. They mean to sell it, they pour the shampoo over the head. Like, what kind of business is that? Like, it's oil, the chafusa that you use to scrub your head with. Like, what do they do that purpose for? So Amalei said back, Yasma, like you're a yosum, like you're an orphan. L'yavdu l'choy mecha, didn't your mother do it by your chuppah? Dar dugoy mashcha reshet rabbonin b'shas maisa. They mean to say, no, not that they put shampoo. For the meaning, though, they used to pour some oil, a little oil, on the heads of the tamir chamim then. I don't know why, but that was a meaning to show that she was a psula. By the chasna of a psula, they used to pour some nice, some smelling shemen on the heads of the rabbon. Mor says, Ki ha di humi rabbonin. Like once happened by the rabbonin. The yasik le lebrei, bei rabba barula. They're making a chasna for the son of rabba barula. For yarmul and some say rabba barula, yasik le lebrei. The rabba barula married off his son. Bei hum rabbonin, by the house of the rabbonin. And they used to pour oil over the heads of the rabbonin at the chuppah. Armalosamai, for the more than what they do by an amona chuppah. How would the people know she's an amona? Tony Rabbi Yosef Armalosa less lo kisning. That they didn't give out the chilek loyis. That was the raya. We learned before that by a psula they used to give out this roasted wheat, but by an amona they did not give out Rashi ain lo kloyis. That alone was a simon. The fact they didn't give out the roasted wheat, that was the right that she was only an amona. Then the Mishnah said, O Moidu Rabbi Yeshua B'yom L'chaveroi. Rabbi Yeshua was Moidu to this type of amigo. Amigo of a pesh yosa pesh yita. That if Reuven is living in a field, living in a house, and Reuven by himself goes over to Shimon, and tells Shimon, you should know, this house once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him. So the halacha is, Reuben is believed, because if he wanted to, it just should have been quiet. That's called a peshos, a peshito. Like, who's the whole one that told us now this house belonged to your father? Me, Reuben. So since Reuben is the one that started the whole thing, he's believed to say he bought it off his father. And then the end of the Mishnah says, let's say there were Edom, the letter we have Edom, that have belonged to Shimon's father, and now Reuben has no proof that it's his, then he's not Ne'eman. Then the field goes back to the Cheskas Morikama, it has to go back to Shimon. For the Gemara of a list named Moider of Yeshua, the Yom Lechaveiro, I saw the Zushalacho, I saw. For the Kachtiyim Imcho, why doesn't Yeshua say better? Why does he have to go to the case that Reuben says it belonged to your father? He has to talk about Shimon's father. Let him talk about Shimon directly. Why don't we say the case is, Reuven goes over to his friend Shimon and tells Shimon, so this zoo, this field that I'm in right now, you should know it once belonged to you. I bought it off you. Say a better case. Why goes to the case of the father? Say directly, Reuven and Shimon. So Mara says, Mishum the Kavoy le Misne Sefer. Because it wants to say in our Mishnah Sefer, that what? Him yesh Edim, shehi shaloi, if there's Edim that the field belonged to Taka Shimon's father. And now Reuven says, I bought it off you. Is that a Ne'eman? That's not Ne'eman. That's what the Mishnah wants to say. If this would be the case with Reuven and Shimon, Hechidomi, how could it be talking about? If Reuven is eating, living in this field now for 3 years already, he has a Cheskas Karka. If so, what would be the Pshan the Sefer? Amai Lemehemen. Even if there'll be Edim that this field once belonged to Shimon, but if now Reuven lived in the karka for 3 years, that's the loch of Cheskas karka. If you live in the karka for 3 years, the shal is like this, that usually when you buy karka, you have a shtar. So we only ask the kasha, where's your shtar? So pshat is within 3 years, it's normal for a person to lose his shtar. So good, we have no question now, where's your shtar, where's your deed? You have a right to say you lost it. But still, where's the proof that you bought it? So the proof that you bought it, all we say is that if you're living there, most probably the owner passed by and saw you there. And if the owner really thinks it's his, he should have complained. He should have made a machor. If he did not make a complaint within the last 3 years, that's the biggest proof that he agreed that he sold it to you. So if the person is living here for 3 years and nobody complained about it, that's the proof that it belongs to you. So even if there were Edom that once belonged to Shimon, but if you have a chazaka now, you should be Ne'eman. He didn't live there for 3 years. He was only there for 1 year. But the Mopshit of Lehman, what's the Chiddush of the Sefer of the Mishnah? Avadi not them. You don't have a Chazaka. So if the case was talking about Reuben and Shimon directly, there would be no Chiddush in the Sefer. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kabiyoviv Nami? No, even now that we're talking about the father also. Now the Gemara is, Ihochi, if so, Kabiyoviv Nami? Churish could ask the same question the way it says it now in the Mishnah, even by the father. Again, about Reuven goes over to Shimon and tells Shimon that this field belonged to your father, and I bought it off him. So it says that the site for the Mishnah, if there are Edom there that belong to his father, you're not believed. So it's the same thing. If Reuven is living there now for 3 years, why isn't Reuven believed? Even though there are Edom that the Karka once belonged to Shimon's father, but if Reuven is there now already for 3 years, and nobody complained, nobody made a machor, should also be a proof that Reuben really bought it. Vida lo yochlo shnei chazok, elamai Reuben is not there yet 3 years, he's only there 2 years, and he doesn't have a shtar, he doesn't have the deed, for the mabshitat lemhemen, for sure he's not believed that it belongs to him. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah even by the father? Samura says no. Pishlei megaba yaviv, it's very good the way the Mishnah says now the case is by the father. Mishkachas lo, we could have the chiddush like this. True. Shimon's father owned this karka, and we're talking about now that the Reuven is there already 2 years when Shimon's father was still alive. But only 2 years. Then the father died. And Shimon then, like he's still alive, Shimon the son, the Yachas Bechayav Benoi, and now Reuven is eating really 3 years, he's in the karka 3 years, just the third year was only when the son was alive. And the chiddush is that that's not called a good chazaka. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though really Shimon and Reuven is in the field for 3 years already. Ukin Rav Huna, like Rav Huna says, Tiyam Rav Huna, Ein ma'achzikin b'nichtei katan. You can't make a chazaka if when you went down there, the person is a katan. Like over here. When Shimon's father died, now Shimon took over. And at the time we're talking about that Shimon was a katan. That means Shimon did not know what's flying. So therefore, that's the reason why Shimon did not make any machor. We said the proof of a chazaker is the fact that the owner sees you eat it and he doesn't complain. That's a proof that he sold it to you. But here, the reason why Shimon didn't complain is because he was a katan. Like when his father died, he didn't know that this field really belonged to his father. That's why he didn't make a machor. So therefore, when you eat now, it's no proof it belongs to you. I don't know. And part of Rav Huna's chiddush is an afilu higdol. Even when the kid grows up later, still, since when the kid first took over, he was a katan, so he never knew this karka belonged to him. So even if he grows up later, the reason why he doesn't make a machor is not because he agrees it belongs to you, but he never knew about it. So for the Gemara, for Rav Huna, if so, matis and also lashminon. What do we need Rav Huna's halacha for? If that's the pshat now Mishnah, so something that says in the Mishnah Rashi says everybody knows about it. We don't need Rav Huna to teach it to us. So Yiboy is saying the one teretz says Rav Huna diyuk the masnitz in kamar. Poshut. The Mishnah doesn't say it out clearly. That's pshat in the Mishnah. It's only a diyuk from the Mishnah. So Rav Huna is explaining what the diyuk of the Mishnah is. That the Mishnah says badavka with the father. To teach us that if there are Edim that once belonged to the father, even though Reuven is there now for 3 years, it doesn't help his chazakah, since he was only there 2 years when Shimon's father was alive. And the third year from then on is when Shimon, that's the chiddush, the chazakah is no good. Fiboy is same, another teretz is no. Maybe Taka, we know this from our Mishnah alone. But afilu higdol kamashimlon, the chiddush of Rav Huna is that even when this son now grows up and becomes a gadol, and Reuven is still on the karka for another 3 years after he became a gadol, still it's not called a chazakah. That's his chiddush. And the svar is that since when Reuven first went down to the field, Shimon was a katan, so he never realized somebody's taken away his field. So even when he becomes older by mitzvah, he still doesn't realize somebody's taken it away. Because he thinks it belongs to him. He never really knew the fact that it was his. So that's Rav Huna's chiddush. So Mele is good, the Mishnah is good the way it says it. It's telling us a chiddush now that where Reuven says this karka belonged to Shimon, and the Ra'edim that belonged to Shimon's father, there's a chiddush to say Reuven's not believed. Even in the case where Reuven is eating the karka 3 years, he's on the karka for 3 years. Still the chazakah is no good, since he was only there 2 years by the father. For the Gemara, another kasha now. Still, let's say the Mishnah is talking about the case of Reuven and Shimon alone, not Shimon's father. But Reuven went to Shimon. The Lukma put the case like this. The kasha was again in the Sefer, when there were Edim that belonged to Shimon, so what's the chiddush that Reuven's not believed? So the chiddush is like this maybe. That's true. For 2 years, Reuven was in the karka when Shimon was around. But that Shimon had a skip town, and the third year that Reuven was in the karka, Shimon wasn't the town. So maybe that's the chiddush, that Reuven's chazaka is not a good chazaka. So Gemara says, now what's the case talking about? Borach machmas mai. What caused him to run away? If he ran away because of the government was going to kill him, someone was going to kill him, that's why he had to run away. So if you run away because they want your life, you're not going to say anything. You don't want anybody to know where you are. But the more pshita d'loy mehemen. So of course then Reuven does not have a good chazaka. Reuven really only ate there 2 years when the owner was around town. The third year, the owner had to skip town. The Leimasi Machi, it's not called a good chazaka. Because we said the proof of chazaka is the fact that the owner did not complain at all during the last 3 years. But here, this last year, the fact he didn't complain, there's no proof. There's really the owner thought, listen, I have 3 years to complain. So he didn't complain the first 2 years. He thought of wait until the third year. But now when the owner stopped in the third year, he had to skip town. So that's why he couldn't complain. So Mel, there's no proof that Reuven really owns the field. So Rabbi Mar Pshit, that's not called a good chazaka. Vi the Baruch Machmas Momen, if Shimon only had to skip town because he owed somebody money, he had to run away because of money matters. For at the Gemara, then he boiled him chuyay. No, then the chazaka still be a good chazaka. Because even if Shimon goes out of town, but wherever Shimon ends up, even if it's another town, he could still make a machor. He should make a protest over there. The Kaimlum, because we hold Machor Shaloi Bifonov, heavy Machor. Even if you make a protest, not in front of the person that's in your ground, in your karka. You went away to another town. And when you're in the next town there, you want to make a protest, that's also good. Because as we said, the story is Chavre Chavre Islay. That one friend tells another friend, like we say, news travels. So even though you're telling your friends about the machor in another town, but news would travel and get back to the person in the field, that eventually that person in the field like should know that someone is making a protest. And then the svar is that if you really bought it, you're supposed to have your shtar. So if you know somebody made a machor, then we have a tiny on you, you shouldn't have lost your shtar. Because really, if you bought it, you should have had a deed. Like this, we say, if a person lives there for 3 years and nobody bothers him, so he feels for sure it's mine already, and therefore he doesn't have to watch it anymore. He has a right to say he lost the shtar. But if somebody made a machor in between, then you have no right to lose your shtar. You have to be very careful, because you see, they're against you. So here, there's no proof from the fact the owner didn't make a machor, because the last year he had to skip town. That's only if it's machmas, machmas nefoshes. But machmas moment, the Gemara says no, it should be a good proof, because the owner, if he really bothered him, if it really was true that somebody's stealing it, he should have complained, and you should have made a machor wherever you are. That's not, because we learned, Sholosh Arotis Lechazaka. And as you saw, there are three different places in the Gate of Chazaka. Yehuda, Vievra, Yarden, Viagolu. What's the lochum? Hoya Yehuda. Let's say you were in Yehuda. Vehechsek Begolu. And you own property in Golu. And somebody went down and was machsek, went into your field in Golu. Or else Begolu. You lived in Golu. Vehechsek Yehuda. You had property in Yehuda. And somebody went down, there was machsek, went into your field. The lochum is Eina Chazaka. In this case, it's not called a good chazaka. Achi imay be medina, unless the owner is in the same place where the person went down to his field. Vavinimbo, and we ask the question over here, my kasava, what does this price hold? I kasava machosh telefon of heavy machor. If you hold the owner could complain, even not in front of the person that's in his field right now, sha'afilu b'yehuda v'golonami, even though the owner is in Yehuda, and the field is in Golu, and somebody's be machzik in Golu, or machor should help, you should complain where you are, and the complaint will reach the person there. V'kisavrin, if you hold machor shleh b'fon of leah b'machor, if you hold the svar, no, you could only complain in front of the person that's there. Like you have to go down with Edim to complain to the guy and say, you should know, I hold this field as mine, get out of here. And if you do it shleh b'fon of, it's no good. We don't know the svar that people will tell him eventually. If you hold, you have to do it in front of him. And not in front of him, it's no good. Safilu Yehuda v'yudanami loy. Why does it only say from Yehuda to Galil is no good? Even in the same city also it's no good, if you don't go down to the person himself. So what does this Brisa say? The Brisa says that in Yehuda itself, Mashmit is good. Even though you don't go down to complain in front of the person that's in your field, you only complain on the other side of the town, but the Machor will eventually reach him. If so, why isn't it good from Yehuda to Golol also? The Teretz is, Omer Rababa, Bar Mamul, Liyolam Kesova Machor, Shlem Befon of Heavy Machor. Really, that's the lach we hold, it is called a good Machor. If the owner complains, even though it's not in front of the person that's in his field, but eventually you'll get to him, it's also called a good Machor. Why from Yehuda to Golol is it no good then? Because, Omas Nisin, B'Shas Chirim Shanu, our Bryce is talking about there was a war time. They had fights between Yud and Golem. And therefore news did not travel from one to the other. Nobody traveled from one to the other. Fred Gemara, if so, Maishna Yud of the Golden Ocket. Why does it say Yud of the Golem? It should have just said if there's a war going on. Maratera Teretz is,